Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. Well, as I said yesterday, we are going to be talking more about the Watchers, the timing of the Watchers, the release of the Watchers. Did that actually happen in 1900, or are there other possibilities? Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about something called the Phantom Time Hypothesis that might throw a whole another wrench in this whole thing about the timing of the release of the Watchers. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're getting right into it. We're not doing the intro, at least not for now, because for some reason, YouTube has decided to take the very first frame of the intro, which just says Peck Report, and then when I upload a video for like the next 2 or 3 hours, which is the most pivotal point for a video success, is the first couple hours that it's uploaded, they, for some reason, YouTube will take the first frame, the Peck Report thing, and then splice it in a whole bunch of times, like every second or every couple of seconds. So it's like a strobe light. People can't watch it. And then people are, you know, thinking I'm doing it. They're thinking that I'm putting subliminal messages in my videos. And it's very, very frustrating. I understand why people would think that, although if you follow the show and if you know me at all, that would be ridiculous. Why would I shoot myself in the foot like that and make a video nobody would want to watch? It's either a processing glitch, although I have never seen that on any other video before. I've never seen that happen to anybody else, so it's weird that I would be the one singled out for that. It's either somebody is just messing with our channel. That's why it's important to become a member. We're going to talk about membership in a little bit. I want to get a little bit into this idea of the Watchers in the Book of Enoch, and continue on from what we talked about yesterday. I want to get into that first because it's interesting and it's important. But just for the short version of it, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member today, or click on the link in the description below. Okay, now. Before mankind was created, by God, he created angels. And at some point, some of those angels rebelled. So, you know, just for a little backstory here, Satan was one of those angels. The major premise of Satan's ultimate goal was to ascend his throne above that of the highest, you know, being God, being Yahweh's, the Father's. And once mankind was created, he first deceived Eve along with Adam in the garden and basically became ruler of this world. So prince of this world, you know, however you want to phrase it. So God placed a curse on him and punished Adam and Eve, judged them for being disobedient. Satan, in an attempt to circumvent God's curse, set out to corrupt the purely human bloodline. Now, after Cain murdered Abel, humanity's bloodline continued through Adam's other son, Seth. And then, as we talked about yesterday, 200 Watchers left heaven and came to a place on Earth called Mount Hermon in order to initiate a diabolical plan. So yesterday, if you'll remember, we talked a little bit about this. We didn't get too much into the particulars of what happened, especially with the Nephilim and all that. We kind of gave more of an overview of what they taught. We talked about that and the orders of angels, what types of angels there are, and you got a lot more of that information if you went ahead and became a member. If you're a member, you got the full video, which by the way is going to be the case on this one too. That's just what we have to do. So Satan's ultimate goal was to prevent God's prophecy from coming to pass, which was to have a savior of mankind. You know, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ bruised the head of the serpent when he died on the cross. You know, he said, now is the prince of this world judged, now is the prince of this world cast out. And potentially, Christ has bruised Satan's head, but literally the head of the serpent will be bruised at the end of the tribulation, and ultimately at the end of the millennial reign of Christ, when the devil will be cast in a lake of fire. Now, the 200 fallen angels, or watchers, arrive on Mount Hermon to corrupt the pure bloodline. Their major act was to cohabit with human females and create a race that would corrupt the bloodline that the Savior was supposed to come through. Now, the Book of Enoch speaks of this group of fallen watchers who rebelled against God and came down to earth and shared knowledge with the human race. So the Book of Enoch says, and there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon, And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working with them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they have led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Semyaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. Armaros, the resolving of enchantments. Barakial taught astrology. Kokabel, the constellations. Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds. Arakiel, the signs of the earth. Shamsiel, the signs of the sun. And Sariel, the course of the moon. Now, according to the Book of Enoch, 200 of these quote-unquote fallen angels descended from the heavenly realm to the summit of Mount Hermon, and they were so smitten by the beauty of human women that they took the form of a human somehow. We're not sure exactly how that happened. There's indications in the Bible about you know, when an angel rebels, they lose their first habitation. And if you look into the original languages of first habitation, first estate, that kind of thing, it seems that part of it has to do with an angelic body, and they have to take on something more physical. So there's some indications there, but we don't know exactly how this works. But somehow they had the form of a human. They had sex with them. Now, because of this sin, a race of half angelic, half human species sprang up, and we get that from Genesis 6:4. So this race is known as the Nephilim, or Nephilim giants. So it stands to reason that the fallen watchers not only taught humanity. Now, this is interesting. This is interesting because this is something that I think gets overlooked. Who exactly did they teach here? And you know what? We'll get to that in just a second because it's important, and I think this gets overlooked a lot. But first, I have to tell you about Coastline. We're going to do CBD Pure and CBD Pets first, and then we'll go to Coastline Kratom. Both great companies. Let's talk about CBD oil. So you probably, if you use CBD oil, if you have chronic pain or anxiety or, you know, any, there's a lot of ailments that people claim this is good for. And also CBD Pure, there's a version of this for your pets. If your pet is suffering from anxiety issues or anything, I mean, even old age. But there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, at least, to suggest that there's great benefit to CBD oil, but you got to get a good source. You know, you got to get a good vendor. And that can kind of be a gamble. Well, CBD Pure and CBD Pets takes the guesswork out of it. Coastline Kratom does too. We're going to talk about that in just a second. They have a money-back guarantee, and they also scientifically test through a third-party testing facility. Every batch that they make, it's non-GMO, totally pure, and pesticide-free, organic. It's the best you can get, and they prove it on their website. So you don't have to take my word for it. You can try it yourself. There is no risk. You can look on their website. Click on the link in the description below for that. And while you're there, check out Coastline Kratom. Hey, there we go. We finally got to it. So I use Kratom every day. I'm a chronic pain sufferer, and I use Kratom every day, and it gave me my life back. I feel great. I take it sometimes three times a day, but usually I just take it twice a day, and it's fine. You know, it's not like I used to be on narcotics for chronic pain. And the thing with narcotics is, you'll take a certain dosage, but after a while, your body builds up a tolerance, and you have to take more and more and more and more of it. And it can get really bad. Kratom, at least for me and not anybody that I know who takes it regularly and responsibly, that's never happened. I've never needed any more than to take it on my worst day three times a day, but not even that. I mean, that is rare. A lot of times, if you hear people say that, you know, well, they've had bad experiences. There are sometimes people who will try to use this to get high because they read things on the internet. It doesn't really work that way. If you take a big dose of it and you get used to doing that, you know, you can. you can take a big dose of almost anything and have some negative effects from it. So you don't want to do that. You want to be responsible with it. But it's a great alternative, in my opinion. It's a great alternative to narcotics. I mean, we do have an opioid crisis. So if you want to try it out, I would recommend Coastline Kratom. They have a wide variety of different strains you can try, so you can figure out your own tolerance level and stuff like that. It's the highest quality Kratom, and they also have a money-back guarantee. Now, because of the political climate around the sale of Kratom, a lot of credit card companies just don't want to deal with it. So what you'll have to do is set up a Zelle Pay account, but it's really easy. You can do it right on the website at Coastline Kratom. You can do it right on the website. It makes it super easy. It only takes a minute. It's totally worth it, because then you can buy whatever you want. So click on the link in the description below and check that out, or just go to joshpackdisclosure.com and find the banner. Okay, continuing on. Now, this is something that I think isn't discussed a whole lot. It's not really it's not covered a lot. Who exactly did the Watchers teach? Now, it stands to reason that the fallen, these Watchers, they not only taught humanity, but also their Nephilim children, their offspring. Because if they're, it says in Enoch that they were teaching their wives. Well, doesn't it stand to reason then that knowledge would get passed down to the Nephilim offspring as well? Their Nephilim children, and they're teaching the Nephilim an assortment of this new knowledge, including sword making, the use of metals, enchantments, and more. So the Nephilim took that knowledge, built cities, megastructures, a lot of things, a lot of weird things that we see in history and may not know how to explain. Now there are things in history that we can explain just fine without needing Nephilim intervention, but there's still some mysteries. We'll just say that. There's still some mysteries. I don't want to get too specific. So if we take into account what the Book of Enoch says about how they gained this knowledge, then we can assume that the Nephilim giants had their handiwork in ancient technology, possibly machinery. We can also assume that these Watchers likely have their handiwork in many of the technological feats we are witnessing today. So that leads us to the actual release of the Watchers. We're going to do this, though. I'll leave the audio up for this, but I'm going to have to put up the graphic for non-members. But I'll leave the audio up so you can at least listen to the rest of this and you have access to the information. But this is why it's important to become a member. When you become a member, you have full access to everything. Now, this isn't just me being mean and not letting you have stuff for free. I would love to give it to you for free the way that I've been doing for years, but YouTube has made that impossible. They remove videos. They censor things. It's a mess. So usually if I'm talking about Nephilim and stuff, that usually seems to be okay on YouTube, ish. There still has been some funny business here and there. But some videos, there are just some videos that I flat out cannot put on YouTube, because they're censored. It's just, they'll immediately, get removed and then possibly get my channel deleted. So we don't want that. So we have to control our own content, which is a costly pursuit. It's not cheap to do something like that, especially with so many videos and so many new things coming. So when you become a member, for as little as $10 a month or $100 a year, which is the better deal because then you get 2 months free. And either way, it's less than a cup of coffee a day. But when you do that, you get access. You get full access to every censored video. You get full PEC reports. You get the full versions of PEC Underground Church. I mean, some of these PEC Underground Churches are hours and hours long. There's one up there that's 6 hours long, all about fallen angels and demons, Ephesians 6 stuff, and spiritual warfare, deliverance, the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord actually all about? 6 hours of information that you will now have access to, that you cannot get the video for that anywhere else. There are audio versions of it, kind of out there, but if you want the actual video, that's where to go. But PEC Underground Church, that if you can't make it live, you want to get the archived versions, you have to become a member. So make sure you do that. You can click on the link in the description below, or just go to Josh Peck Disclosure and become a member. You also have access. You'll also have access to the members only message board, which allows you to get in touch with me directly. You can ask questions. We'll address them on PEC report. Now, if you're not able to, if you can't afford to join, there is another option. If you'd like, You can work for a membership. So here's how this works. I am looking for more writers. I'm looking for good, talented writers to write for JPD NewsWatch, write for the website. So what I'm looking for, if you're interested in this, I'm looking for people who can write at least 2,000 words on topic of their choice, but something that you believe the JPD audience will like. So you can go on the website and look at some of the articles that have been published to kind of get a feel for it. But usually Bible prophecy is a great thing to write about. But I'm not gonna hand out assignments. I'm not gonna hand out like article assignments to the writers. Don't have time for it. So if you do that, anybody who contributes to the site gets automatic free membership. And as long as they keep contributing, their membership is not gonna run out. It won't expire. So if you can't afford it, we're offering this because, hey, I've been there before too. I've been there before where I could not afford a cup of coffee a day. So I get it. I don't want to disparage anybody. Again, not everything in this world, really nothing in this world is free. So if you want to do that, write me an article and I'll consider it. It's got to be well written and everything. If it looks good enough to me, I'll pass it along. I'll get you in touch with my editor. We have an editor, Cheryl Major, for the website. She's phenomenal. She's amazing. And we'll get you in touch with her, and then you can start writing. If you can do once a week or a couple articles a month, that's great. If you can do it every day, that's even better. The more the merrier. But go ahead and do that. Send it to joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to take a look at it and consider you. All right. So now we have to say goodbye to YouTube, and there's that graphic. All right. Now, no matter how you look at it, the last 150 years have been a time of great accomplishments by mankind. It was during this time that computers, phones, television, circuit boards, rockets, cars, satellites, lasers, microchips, radios, nuclear weapons, and millions of more advancements were made. If we look into our near future, things like hover cars, cloaking devices, force fields, teleportation, that kind of stuff, it's all possible. There's a lot of new developments in those fields coming along every day. There's been an explosion of technology, and these are no small accomplishments. These are things that changed the lives of most people on the face of the planet. But have you ever thought for a moment about how these inventions came about so quickly? In just a little over 150 years, we have had major advancements in technology unlike any other time in history. So why is it that the fastest source of travel for 5,000 years was horse, boat, or on foot, yet today we can go to the moon and back? What accounts for the technological gap here? Now, it's possible that these technological advances have come with the aid and help of fallen angels and Nephilim, of watchers and demons. These demonic forces, and the reason that we attribute the we have this connection between the Nephilim and demons is the Book of Enoch says that demons are actually the spirits of dead Nephilim that died in the flood. That's what demons are. All these demonic forces, including watchers, fallen angels, all that, they've been privy to secrets that would yield some of the advances that we see happening today. According to the Book of Enoch, around 3000 BC, some of the parents of the Nephilim, the fallen watcher angels, were bound in chains and cast into hell. We get this from the Bible, too. This happened during the flood of Noah. So Jude 1:6 says, "And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day." 2 Peter 2:4 says, "For God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell in gloomy pits of darkness where they are being held until the day of judgment." But according to the Book of Enoch, these fallen angels were to once again be released after 70 generations. So Enoch 10:12 says, "Bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth until the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated." Now, considering these watcher angels were bound by God around 3000 BC and are due to be released after 70 generations, as the Book of Enoch describes, so, let's think about that. We'll do a little bit of math. That would mean that 70 generations times, however many years a generation is, let's say it's 70. Now, that is speculative. There are different definitions of what a generation is. And we talked about that aspect of this theory in a previous Peck report, so you can go back and watch that. You can find that if you want. But let's just say, for sake of argument, that a generation is 70 years. So that would mean that 70 generations times 70 years, 70 years per one generation, that would put us in the 1900s or the 20th century. You know, think about what the 20th century brought. I mean, this is the exact time that we begin witnessing an explosion of knowledge, weaponry. I mean, we had some of the bloodiest wars, world wars, technology, immorality. The 20th century was unlike any other in history. And furthermore, the book of Daniel tells us that knowledge will increase in the latter days. Daniel 12:4 gives us that. So could this be due to the fact that these watcher angels are sharing their information with the masses? You know, we've talked about on Peck Report before how spiritual causes have physical effects. So could the cause, we look at the 20th century and see all the wars and all the bad stuff that happened, and also the explosion of technology. Instead of seeing that as the cause, what if that is the effect, and the spiritual cause behind that was the release of these watchers? Could it be that the watcher angels are sharing their information with the masses yet again, especially considering the 5,000 year gap between their last release, 3,000 BC and now? So for 5,000 years now, roughly, we saw minor advances in technology. People used nothing more than horseback, boat, carriage, walking to get around. But since the 1900s, we have now entered a new age of cars, planes, rockets, and we're even traveling to the moon in a little more than 150 years. I mean, it would appear that they have been released. But one last thing you might be thinking is, were fallen angels on the earth during the this technological gap? And the answer is yes, there were fallen angels, though it was not the group of 200 fallen angels that got that were bound by God for their sharing of knowledge and procreating with humans. You know, other fallen angels do indeed exist, because when Satan was cast out of heaven, according to some interpretations, he took a third part of the angels with him. Now, there's a whole thing about that, we may be reading that verse in Revelation 12 incorrectly, but just for sake of argument, let's go with that. But at least there are other fallen angels. You know, no matter how we read that verse in Revelation 12, we know that there are other fallen angels. Satan is one of them. And this is likely more fallen angels than the 200 spoken of in the book of Enoch. And it's also likely that because of the punishment of the 200 from God, that the other fallen angels on earth opted not to share information, fearing a similar punishment. But now that we're in the latter days, God, maybe it's possible that God removed his hand of protection and released the original group of 200 angels. So we must, we also have to remember that demons are on the earth as well. You know, they're not the same as fallen angels. According to the book of Enoch, demons are the spirits of dead Nephilim, and angels are specific creations of God who then rebelled against God. So the Bible distinguishes them as different, and so should we. There, you can actually make the case from the Bible without even going to the book of Enoch that angels and demons are different. And I've done an entire presentation on that in the past. But they too are on the earth tempting the masses. So that's where we're at. Now, that leads us into something we're going to talk about tomorrow, this idea of phantom time, the phantom time hypothesis. The phantom time hypothesis conspiracy, we could call it that. We are out of time for this broadcast, so we'll have to save that for tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell if you haven't already. And even if you have, do it again anyway. Make sure that it actually saved it, because YouTube has been deleting subscribers. Actually, my brother, Cody, just yesterday, he had to keep trying over and over again just to like a video, because it kept taking his like off. And then he realized, too, that he had to keep subscribing because YouTube wasn't letting him subscribe. Same thing happened to my wife, to Christina. When she tried to subscribe, she had to do it like three or four times. So make sure that you are actually subscribed. YouTube has been removing subscribers. They haven't been notifying subscribers when a new video goes up. It's all been very frustrating. So just make sure you subscribe, click the bell, and if you're able to, become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com, or click on the link in the description below. If you can't afford to, consider writing for us. If you got some writing talent and you have something that God is laying on your heart to talk about, then go ahead and submit an article and see, I'll be happy to take a look at it. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. I will see you tomorrow. Hope you have a great night. Till then, take care. God bless.